Georgetown Medical School will be fighting microaggressions for years. By Tom Sikata on February 28, 2019. Georgetown University's School of Medicine has recently announced a campaign that is designed to combat microaggressions. The university expects this battle to take years. According to a report from the College Fix, Georgetown University's School of Medicine is gearing up for a multi-year battle with microaggressions. The Senior Associate Dean for Diversity and Inclusion, Susan Cheng, said in an interview with the College Fix that the medical school has made a strong effort over the past few years to develop a method for combating microaggressions. Now, Cheng is saying that Georgetown will be fighting microaggressions for years. Building on the unconscious bias awareness trainings we have undertaken the last few years, we wanted to take a proactive approach to educating our community around microaggressions in medicine and to provide communication tools for our students, faculty, staff to engage in productive discussions, Cheng said. According to Georgetown University themselves, microaggressions are non-malicious slights that are received by the listener as hostile and derogatory. Statements like "you speak English well," "are you planning to become a nurse?" and "all of our professors have accents" are considered microaggressions. A May 2018 report by NBC News addressed the intersection of medicine and race. Some black patients allege that their doctors treated them with less compassion because of their skin color. Although it's not clear that tackling microaggressions will help, this is the type of practice that Georgetown School of Medicine is looking to end. "At the time, I was so grateful to the doctors for saving my life. But afterward, I thought, was it preventable?" one black patient told NBC. "I go back and look at all those functional interactions where the doctors lacked empathy, and I wonder if it was because I was black. Or how much of it was because I was black." Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.